Gunfire disrupted the funeral of slain Haitian President Jovenel Moïse yesterday, again highlighting political tensions and violence in the country. For Haitians in the U.S. and those waiting to enter at the southern border, the violence in Haiti is prompting calls to stop deportations of those who do not have temporary protected status. That status was granted and extended as a result of the catastrophic 2010 earthquake. NewsHour Weekend's Yvette Feliciano spoke with Gerline Joseph, co-founder and executive director of the Haitian Bridge Alliance.
Earlier this month, on the heels of the assassination of Haiti's president, you led more than 130 organizations in sending a joint letter to the Biden administration asking for protection for Haitians and demanding a halt to detentions and deportations of Haitians seeking asylum. Why is that necessary, in your view?
Since President Biden took office, 35 deportation and expulsion flights have been sent to Haiti in the middle of all the chaos. So what we saw happening specifically for Black migrants is that they will be detained immediately and then being deported. And that create this extreme pain when you are sending people who are fleeing from political turmoil, fleeing from violence, and then you would deport them without due process. Pregnant women, babies as young as just a couple of weeks old. And the majority of those people also, Yvette, have been at the U.S.-Mexico border for a very long time, since 2016 under President Obama. That is why we are urging the Biden administration to immediately end all deportations to Haiti and immediately release all asylum seekers who have been detained in immigration prison and allow them to proceed with their cases.
We know that the Biden administration extended temporary protected status for Haitians in May. What does that mean in real terms for Haitians seeking asylum today?
People will be eligible to apply for TPS once the register notice is published, and we are looking at about 150,000 people. But the problem is that only applies for people who are already in the country as of May 2021. So they will be able to get a job, provide for their families, provide for their loved ones as they continue the process, their immigration process here in the United States. So that is why, in view of the current political turmoils in Haiti, it is imperative that we make sure that people who are currently at the U.S.-Mexico border get protection as well, because right now they are not eligible for TPS.
As you mentioned, there are thousands of Haitians at the U.S.-Mexico border seeking asylum. Why don't we hear about those migrants more when we talk about the so-called migrant crisis at the southern border?
Migrants from Haiti and other Black migrants from Jamaica, Sierra Leone, Mauritania, Cameroon have been at the U.S.-Mexico border since 2015. But the reality is their stories, their narratives are unheard of. And that is why the Haitian Bridge Alliance continues to push for highlighting the narratives of Black migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border, so people can understand that immigration is a Black issue, immigration is a racial justice issue, and making sure that those people who have been stuck at the U.S.-Mexico border, who are not from Central America, who might be from the Caribbean, from Africa, in other countries, the stories are not lost in the narrative, in the big picture. We started the first Black Immigrants Bell Fund because one thing people might not know, when people get into immigration detention centers, most of the time they have to pay in order for them to get released. They will be charged anywhere between $20,000 to $50,000 in order for them to be released. Now, keep in mind, somebody who just escaped extreme violence made a journey that they almost die on the way. And the first thing that we do as a country is imprison them and charge them $50,000. We are focusing on Black immigrants because their stories are unheard, their narratives are forgotten, and their realities erased.
Gerline Joseph, founder and executive director of the Haitian Bridge Alliance, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us, Yvette.